Metricon third quarter highlights.
Dusty. The dustbin's in there for the Tigers.
So, start of the third term, 5-12-42, Geelong, Richmond, 7-4-46. And it will be Nankervis and Radaglia. Both get a hand to it. Nankervis a second tap as well. Parfitt. Radaglia follows it up though. Gives it away to Narkel, who's having his first run for the afternoon. Goes towards half forward. Oh. Miller. Oh, did nicely. Just ragdolled the captain. Selwood took the mark at half back for Richmond. Goes towards half forward with the kick. Blitzov stands back, does nicely. Just stood his ground, took the mark at half back for Geelong. So he wants to switch the ball quickly. And gets it away to Tui. Sees somebody running past. Tom Stewart gets it out wide towards Cam Guthrie. Point of the centre square at half forward. Will it sit for him? It doesn't. Dusty's across there as well. There's a two-on-two. Isaac Smith's over there as well. Dusty might get it. Little handball over the top. Tigers in trouble. Guthrie with a good tackle. Prestia comes through as well. Drops the footy. Umpire says it's a hold for a bit longer there, I think. It's going to be a free kick to Dion Prestia at a right half-back for the Tigers.
So Prestia knocks up getting the pill. Had plenty of it in those first two quarters. Short offers a lead. That's ignored. So Prestia kicks it as far as he can. It went about 37 metres. And a good mark by Bolter in front of De Conning. So Bolter, who burst onto the scene as a defender, now playing forward in the ruck today. So whether that's going to be a move going forward that's sustained by the Tigers. Vlorsen, his kick wasn't great. Inside forward 50, Baker. Rode the tackle from Atkins. Edwards went with a long hand pass to Riewoldt. Oh, Riewoldt, just a big don't argue on close, but then he dropped the ball. And then he handballed over his head to no one in particular. Bolton came through, dispossessed by Atkins. Stewart's hand pass. Will it stay in the field of play? It does. Higgins, that's a good hand pass to Selwood. And Selwood off half back will get the Cats out of trouble.
Goes towards Dangerfield, has to stand his ground. Good mark at Danger in front of Miller on centre wing. Does nicely. Had close running pass for the handball. Alexa just hold it up though. Wants to play on himself. Gains 20. Goes now with the right foot kick. Inside 50. Hawkins. Tarrant coming across the front. Radaglia couldn't take the mark. Smith stood up. Toe poke really to Cameron, but it didn't go very far towards him. And the Tigers are able to clean up. Prestia running across half back. Takes the mark just inside defensive 50. Now they've got the switch on. They do nicely. Thompson Dow's got it just inside the centre square. Just wants to settle the play down for the Tigers.
Thompson Dow. It's real 21st century name, that one, isn't it?
Looks like Francis Evans. Thompson. They're both going for future ministers of parliament, members of parliament, sure.
So kick back inboard to Vlorsten. He's a real good player, Vlorsten. He's just rock solid, steady. Goes to Broad. Broad comes to the broadcast wing and he's got Miller. So Miller takes his required. Oh, and then he kicks a genuine mung. It was floating that much that even Stewart couldn't mark it. Blitzarves is there to mop up. Stewart's got it again. Kick is good. Selwood getting a bit of it in this third quarter. Handballs to Higgins. He's had plenty of it. He goes down the line to Radaglia. Not a great kick. And he kicked it straight onto the chest. It wasn't to the advantage of Radaglia. It was to the advantage of big Nankers and Nankers marks. And he kicks it back just to Tarrant.
I'll tell you what, gents. When Kingy gets down to the boundary for Lifeline, the crowd, they just keep pouring in here. It's fantastic.
So the ball across the other side of the ground currently. Hitchiki side stand ground of the... and it's got Richmond with the numbers. Got the ball out the back. Vlosten goes towards half-forward kick. Cats across half-back, though. Do nicely. They just hold it up. Collar Jasny takes the mark. Point of the centre square goes. Narkle is going to be surrounded, but it takes a very good mark overhead. Did nicely amongst three of them. Broad was one of them for Richmond. Plays on quickly. Goes with the right foot kick inside 50 again. Hawkins stands his ground. Radaglia run at it. Can't take the mark. Does he? The umpire says he has. And he plays on quickly with the handball. Gives it away. The running Isaac Smith runs into goal and hits the post.
Oh.
Has hit the bottom of the post with the kick, would you believe?
Not really.
One behind.
That's really hard to believe. He was at the top of the goal square. Then after a fantastic pack mark, he split the pack then, Radaglia. He's taken out Cameron. He's got up limping. There's a couple of Tigers players, including Nankervis, that are worse for wear after that big hit.
You wanted the crowd, gentlemen?
Yes, thanks to Tom King for Lifeline.
Kidinya Park Stadium Trust have just told me about 7,750.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Great atmosphere down here.
Kingy's down there just roaming the boundary and Riewoldt's roaming the forward line. They're streaming in. He kicks it to Edwards. Edwards got time to have 16 bounces. He's got 14 different options to choose from. One of them is Baker, who kicks the goal. So while Kingy was espousing the crowd figure, Richmond were moving the air conveyance at an extraordinarily alarming rate. And it went through the big white ones. Geelong were nowhere to be seen in that passage of play. They were genuine.
That was a training run.
They were witches' hats.
Isaac Smith hit the bottom of the post from the top of the square, and they kicked the ball in and never saw it again and got a great goal. That was extraordinary, Ben, because when you said that he had so many options, he maybe didn't have 14,000, but he had three or four. The reason for that is that Richmond players all came up the ground, and Geelong didn't leave anyone back. In the past, they've always left the Tom Stewart back, but there was no one there, so the Richmond players just won a foot race back there, 3-1. Zach Guthrie, no chance.
Margin 9-8-4-52, the Tigers. Geelong 5-13-43 this third term, thanks to Metricon, Geelong's local builder for over 21 years. Can you believe that, Jace? 21 years.
Amazing work by Metricon and amazing work by Nan Curvis in the middle for Richmond. Goes towards half forward with a kick. Bolton now gets out towards him, and Buse Tui's there in support for the Cats as well. Buse does nicely. Gets away, handball shuffle quickly back towards him, the 1-2. He goes through centre wing, kick over the top for Holmes to run onto. If it sits nicely for him, it does, and he runs through 50, handball to Smith. Can he make a better fist of it this time? Right foot kick across the face, about 40 metres out. Higgins gives it away, handball, Dangerfield, Selwood, short little kick around the corner into the pocket.
Lovely
the Tom
play.
Hawkins pocket. He's taken a few marks in that right forward pocket, and Benny, it'll be the power fade.
It will be. he's an extraordinary athlete, Tom Hawkins. He hasn't missed a game since Jesus or Noah was sort of playing the loose man in defence for Mount Sinai.
That was a while ago.
It was. He just fronts up each and every week, doesn't
colours
he?
Colours did Mount Sinai wear?
They were the purple with the grey with the grey sash. It was extraordinary. It's hard to pick up on a wet day.
So Hawkins in, right foot power, fade if you don't mind.
I think he got the draw on that one, Jace. I think he may have drawn that back into the breeze. The caddy must have just said, look, that's the preferred option.
Very Tom King-like off the stick there. 8-4-52 Richmond, Geelong 6-13-49. Third quarter, thanks to Metricon, Geelong's local builder for over 21 years. Sitting in the expert's chair, as always, for Curse High today.
Thank you, Cass. What we'll start with is a construction site update. Believe it or not, after the meeting of the 12, it's lunch.
Must be overtime.
No, there's a few shacklers over there. I think they've had a meeting. It must be. I think it's all off for the arvo.
That's extraordinary. They stood there and they started with 4, got to 12, had a meeting, watched the footy.
Yep.
Those two blokes did the loose man walking stuff. They did a complete lap of the construction site. We were on them. We had the GPS on them. They've come back and said that we're done.
No, I think some of those vehicles are parked up for the weekend. They'll be at the Rubbity Dub now, staying hydrated for the remainder of the afternoon.
Do they invoice for today? How's that work?
Probably.
Wow.
So back in the middle.
It's extraordinary. Can't get over that.
They'll go forward again, the Tigers, but Stewart.
Oh, I've got another one too
in front of Caddy. Now he's seen something in the corner there. Oh, he's gone, Stewart. He tried to break the tackle and he was absolutely wrapped up in a Riewoldt special. He pleads his case, but probably fair enough. He saw Riewoldt coming, thought, I might be able to get past you, and Riewoldt said, oh, not today. Even in the pracky matches, I'll stick the tackles.
Benny, just for St John of God, they're just working on a right quad of Cam Guthrie at the moment. Reece Stanley's on the bike, and also must be a new record for a back six in headbands. Guthrie, De Conning, Blitzarves, and Stewart all with the headbands on. Very key Kerr's high stat.
That is Riewoldt. Three steps and kicks the goal. He has a very simple motion, Jack Riewoldt, and he's very, very effective. He doesn't take too many steps, and he sausage rolls. And Richmond just again keep Geelong at arm's length. 9-4-58. The Cats are 6-13-49, and we've been going for about 8.5 minutes in this third term, thanks to Metricon, Geelong's local builder for over 21 of the best years you have ever seen.
Yeah, Cass, what I'm laughing at is the lads, before they had their meeting, they put up three sections of the temporary fence, just three, and there's been a little zephyr come through. One of the sections is now on the ground. One is at a 45-degree angle, and they've packed up and gone home. That's all that happened there this morning. The temporary fence is now over.
And
it's on the ground.
And the problem with that news is that's classified as a busy morning.
Back to the middle.
I hope they're listening. They need direct feedback session.
Holmes to Narkle. Goes inside 50 with the kick. No mark taken. Dangerfield gets there first. Nice little handball. Smith on the right foot. Don't say that too often. Goes back inside, through the middle. The Tigers have their numbers. Broad comes in, leaves it though. Smith goes at it, attacks it, wrapped up by Broad. And we'll have a ball up 45 out from the Cats' goal.
So you get to see some of these youngsters, Jace. Nevitt and White, Cooper Stevens.
We'll be going on to page 2 shortly, I suspect, of the Geelong team. Cameron gets the ball back inside, 50. Set Tui a task. Over the back, they might be able to get away. The Tigers' caddy for Richmond. goes towards Smith again for the Cats at half 40. Might get it back, and he goes nice and short. It's okay. Toohey, short little kick inside 50. Would no 15, said the umpire. Narkle, handball to Zach Guthrie. Right on 50. Well, a little chip, which is really crappy, actually. That's terrible play. The Tigers had four there, and they're going to be able to take it away.
Yeah, it was a bit cute there, wasn't it? Gibgis has got it. Tigers' first draft. Oh, one-hander from McIntosh. Runs his required, kicks it to half forward. DeConning's there. Bolter over the top. DeConning, ground level, did well, but he slipped over, unfortunately, for the kid. Baker comes through. Ball won't stay in the field of play, and it goes out for throw-in at half forward.
Really good backline technique then by DeConning. He did a body spoil, so he jumped into the back of Bolter without giving the free kick away. What that does, puts a ball over the back. He's got really good recovery skills. He whipped around. He got the footy. Unfortunately, fell over, but that's really good backman craft, or backline craft, I should say.
Had he not slipped over there, Geelong would have cleared.
Yeah, he was away.
He was a little unfortunate. Soldo, recipient of the free kick from the throw-in, and the big soldering iron.
We'll look Don't to say it again, because it fell flat the first time.
Soldo goes in, board looking for Riewoldt off the back. Bolton going to be able to take it away. Can he kick the goal? Yes, he can. Nice play by Bolton at the back. Shea Bolton kicks his first of the afternoon, and the Tigers creep a bit further in front, 10-4-64. They lead Geelong 6-13-49. 11 minutes played in this third term, and time clock thanks to Port Phillip Ferries. There's no better way to travel. And I think Kingy, full lifeline down on the boundary.
Yeah, Cam Guthrie back out there, Jace. And just both the Coopers, Stevens and White, are fully suited up. So they can't be too far away from being injected into this contest. And I suspect we'll start seeing some players rotated out for the Cats.
Kingy, you're very close down there. Is the liniment sort of flaring the nostrils? You're that close?
It's a weird way to... I haven't watched footy like this for a heck of a long time, Benny, down boundary side. It's actually quite enjoyable. Cam Guthrie's back out there too. Doesn't seem to be too impeded by whatever they were doing to that left quadricep.
Okay, so ball back in the middle of GMHBA, and the umpire explodes it into terra firma. Radigalia got it down. No relation, couldn't get a handle on it. Old Thompson Dow could. He kicks a high, wonky sort of arrangement. Inside forward 50. Riewoldt did okay, but taken by Zach Guthrie. Tries to handball over the top to Toohey. Caddy's there. The former Cat and the former son. Caddy wanted a free kick. Surely the umpire wasn't going to. He wanted to pay deliberate against Toohey. And the umpire said, no, give it to me. I'll throw it in. 57.45 metres around from the Tigers' big sausage rolls. 10-4 playing 6-13.
The boundary umpire throws it in from that arc, and they get it away. The Tigers inside 50. It's a wrap up there. Pack develops. The umpire will come in and do a bit of work. Josh Caddy getting up, handing the ball back to the umpire. Soldo, Blitzarves in the ruck contest. Selwood with a clearing kick.
It'll be deliberate.
That's a mark putt, and it's close to it. Well, Richmond player actually took it over the line. Radigalia right next to him, and we'll have a boundary throw in.
So if that Richmond player had to let that ball go out, even though he was there to grab it, would that have been deliberate?
Well, you would have thought so, because Joel Selwood
was
clearly
trying. But then he could grab the ball to keep it in play and chose not to. So how does that work? What's the ruling there?
I think it's on the last disposal, the last touch.
That's an interesting
one. It is. I like the where your head was at then.
Ball,
which is unusual. The back side, by the way.
Holmes gets it through the middle of the ground. Stengel can't pick it up. Ralph Smith, Stengel got it again, tried to get it towards Frank the Tank. Evans goes out, leaves it for Guthrie back on the ground, as Kingy said. Now Brad close at right half forward. Little toe pokes. Nice. Oh, Cameron. He gets a couple around the head once or twice in the game, doesn't he, Jeremy?
He does.
Cameron?
He's. I tell you, I practice match and you don't want to read too much into it, but Hawkins and Cameron have been lively, haven't they? They've both looked...
They have, Cass. And I would go so far as to say, righto, whatever the date is, late February, they're going pretty well. Jeremy?
Get off.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. We've had three quarters.
Yeah, three quarters would be...
He's surely not playing quarter four.
You'd hope not.
That young Shannon Neal, is he a forward, Jace?
I think he's a ruck, isn't he?
Is he?
He might be time for one of those
to have a crack.
Cameron, little kick. Go for goal, son. When you've got it 50 out, you can kick it. Now he gets it short. Guthrie. Handball back to Cameron. He might have to do it again. Little left foot kick over the top. Beautiful play. He just popped it about 20 metres out from goal. Let the Geelong players run onto it. There was a nice little gap there for everybody to move into. And I think it's Stengel again, isn't it? Yeah. Not much of him, can I tell you, from on the boundary line. Okay. Tyson Stengel, but...
Lively.
Very knows lively. Where to go and get the footy.
And there's a few times they've used that spot there, the Geelong players, just kicking the ball there, not to a person. I like it. It's good.
I think he's shooting for his third.
He is. He's kicked 2-2 this afternoon. He is 20 out directly in front Bowen Watchhouse end of the ground. Comes in and has put it through. So he's third of the afternoon. Bridge the gap again. The Cats 7-13-55. Richmond 10-4-64. And that has been now 15 played in this third term. Thanks to Metricon Geelong's local builder for over 21 years, is Mark Neal.
Well,
with a bit of Dua Lipa in the background too.
I was about to get up and about, but I wasn't. That's not true at all. The work of Jeremy Cameron, like you mentioned before, Cass, he's going really well. He does move well, and we can just see the way that Hawkins and him work well together when they're out there, which is fantastic. Well, he's probably had enough, but he's worked in.
They are moving the ball quicker, aren't they? You can see they're trying to get it to him.
Yeah, they are. The handball receives it. It makes it easier for the forwards. They can predict where to lead and how quickly they can lead. It makes it hard for their direct opponent. I really like the way it appears they've set it on a couple of spots in the forward line where they're just happy to kick the ball, kick it there quickly and say to the forwards, hey, listen, instead of us trying to pinpoint you, we're under pressure here. We're going to one of these three spots. You just do what you can to get there.
So back in the middle, Stengel with three goals. Played quite a bit on Vlorston too, so it's not exactly been on a bunny. Goes to Hart.
I'll pay that umpire.
Higgins one hand. I wasn't paid.
Held on to.
Bolton mops up the spillage and then runs away with one bounce. Make that two. He'll handball over the top to Edwards right in front of King. He's sniffing that liniment down there. Inboard, not a great kick from Edwards. Didn't really look. Just went inboard and there was nobody there other than Zach Guthrie who took the mark and kicks it to his mate Blitzarves who marks just inside defensive 50. I reckon he'll come out wide to Cam Guthrie. They've done this many a time. Now he'll go the other way. He'll go wide to De Conning, the youngster. So, hasn't had much of it, De Conning, but he's done a few good things defensively.
He has. He really needed his teammates up the ground then to work harder earlier than what they did. He had nowhere to go with that footy. He needed to be able to turn, look and see the Geelong players on the outside of the Richmond players so he could kick to space. He looked at not one of them made the effort to get out there.
No.
That was poor team play by the players in front of him. Not his fault then.
And then he turned it over.
Yeah, and Liam
he
Baker.
Kicked it straight to Liam Baker, who in turn came back inboard to Castagna. And so De Conning. Kick just goes to the top of the square. Boulder up early, couldn't mark. And De Conning, good on him. The kid went back, mopped up the mess, took the defensive mark.
And he goes wide this time and finds Tui by himself. So Cats to be able to set it up from the back pocket. Foo Fighters into the ground.
How good's Geelong going? Just getting the Foo Fighters in. Midnight all the next day, Jason. They've got some Nitro Circus. All happening in Geelong now.
I know. Crowded house as well. It's fantastic. Cats move it towards the middle. Narkle up against Nankervis. That's David and Goliath. Nankervis takes the mark. Goes towards half forward with the kick. The Tigers have got a numbers, but the ball doesn't sit. And Smith, happy to see the boundary line. I reckon he did that very nicely against Shea Bolton and Shane Edwards. Isaac Smith and saw it out of bounds for a throw in.
Good time for local Geelong business, Joe, surely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We need to talk that up.
Yes,
get people into the region.
Yep.
Hands in the pockets, good. Get their money out, Cass. People like you, get it out of there. Get spending in the region.
Yep. Get out of the tote.
Yeah, just for a couple of days, will you?
Martin through the middle, handball, missed the target. Tui the other way at half back. Gives it to Parfitt, going to be surrounded. Got a couple against him. Can they get it past short? Gets around. Can he get it the ball out? Martin followed it up. His handball again. Just squeezed out. Short little kick by Parfitt. Cross half forward for the Cats.
Great play by
Evans. Knocked the ball free. Cameron's handball over the top though. Broad got one high. The umpire said play on. Still under pressure. The Tigers back line. About 30 out from the Cats' goal. They put the pressure on the forwards. They do nicely. They bottle it up. The umpire will come in and ball it up.
Francis Evans, very impressive. Then a couple of really strong efforts defensively to keep the footy alive. It's only 15, 20 metres out from goals. It's there because of his defensive work.
So throw up. 18 metres out from Cats' goal. Tigers, handball comes out. Defensive 50, Cameron. Tried to get it to Buse. Nice sidestep from Buse. Then he runs. He sold some candy. Will he have a shot at goal? He does. And Jed Buse kicks an absolute cracker. Lammy's Tavern sort of arrangement, goal of the day.
Oh, the Richmond players, they're trying to spoil the fun saying they touched it, but there's no replays there, Cass.
No.
No, we're just, that's a great goal.
That was. He sold some real candy, was on the burst. In the end, the kick was a difficult one. He had to slightly bring it back across his body.
Hang on, I reckon there's a free kick here to the Cats or something. Jack Riewoldt has just gone AWOL at the umpire, and the umpire's very upset with his work here.
From the middle, I think.
Why would you be bothering going AWOL in a practice match?
Well, it's silly. You wouldn't, would you? The Cats will get the ball back again, and they get it from there. Jack, you get away. That's just silly behaviour.
His memories of AFLX, Jack, so he probably... He's a pre-season champion. He likes this sort of stuff.
That's bizarre. Why would you even be bothering with it?
It was a great goal. Let it go. It's a practice game. Gee whiz.
So the ball goes deep from Stanley, again into the Cats' attack, but Prestia this time for the Tigers. Gets it by hand and they can break free now, the Tigers, and go through Jack Ross. Out towards centre wing, 2-on-2, Baker.
Righto.
Zach
now,
Guthrie sees it over the line.
The AFL sent that information out over the last couple of weeks, and this is a really big issue, big picture issue about the in all sports, but with the AFL want to lead, about people abusing umpires, referees, adjudicators, whatever you want to call it. The country AFL or country Aussie rules is down 6,000 umpires at the moment. Yep. Don't be doing that stuff.
No. So the ball at half forward for the Cats. Ralph Smith gets the handball away to McIntosh. Recovered from that ankle problem in the second term. He goes long towards half forward. Cats with the numbers at the back. They've got some time. Kolodziejczyk gets it away. Stewart makes a good decision again. Blitzarves inside defensive 50. Switches the play to the last goal scorer, Buse. And they've got a bit of space just to hold things up. He's going to go short again. Kolodziejczyk. Still inside defensive 50. Back to whence it comes, Stewart. Got Zach Guthrie further, so they're out on the opposite side now. And he runs through half-back towards centre wing. Good kick towards Narkle, who can take the mark. McIntosh just making sure that he held him up nicely.
Dave's called for 50 up the back then, too, boys.
He did. That he probably was.
Can't, we've just seen a free kick for abuse of the umpires, Dave. Come on, be a leader in the community. Nah. Stop it.
Narkle goes inside 50 again. Radicalia goes up. Can't take the mark. Dalhouse front and centre. He got the handball out somehow. And the ball spills free back towards Parfitt. Close is there. Parfitt off one step. Turn around the corner and has missed it to the right-hand side and through for one behind. So we've got 8-14-62. The Cats, the Tigers, 10-4-64. Played 22 in this third term, thanks to Metricon Geelong as a local builder for over 21 years.
Yes, they are, Jace. Kick in from Vlorston. Goes into the pocket to Short. He handballs over the top to Broad. Broad with a long ball to the wing. Oh, Stewart! Goodness me! Hamlin hanger arrangement from Stewart. Practice match style. That was a cracker over the top. Geelong working to the opposite wing. Buse, Higgins. Oh, Buse sold more candy. That was tap and go transaction. No cash involved. Buse goes to a 3-on-1 against Hawkins. I'm not sure that was the best option. And Tarrant, although his hand pass is chopped off by Close, who can't fumble the pill, and he's going to get a free kick Close. Tarrant went back to mop up the mess and tackled Close when he didn't have the ball. And he just fumbled it Close, and then Tarrant tackled him at the inopportune time. And he'll get the free kick. So a couple of clangers there from Tarrant.
You don't often see that from a senior player. They often make, if they make one error, they rarely back it up with a second one. We're just seeing the replay on the screen of Tom Stewart's Hamlin hanger, and it was exactly that.
So Close. He's not far out. He kicked the goal. So Geelong have hit the front. And let's hope they now just flood the black line for the remaining three quarters and try and hang on. So 9-14-68. And the Tigers are at 10-4-64. And this third term's thanks to Metricon, Geelong's builder for over 21 years.
Tom, down there for Lifeline. Number 33, Shannon Neely. He looks a very large athlete.
Yeah, he's going to not be too far away from being injected into the contest here, Neely. I know Benny's excited by him. He did produce some good stuff in the VFL last year. And he's one the Cats are really looking forward to seeing, of course, picked up in the 2020 National Draft. And we know the Cats haven't seen a lot of players out of their last few drafts, so they're hoping that the likes of Neil and Stevens can join Holmes over that 2020 draft in getting into the lineup.
Did he go home? King, you had a bit of homesickness?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, the club didn't call it that, but they did give him the opportunity during one of the VFL season shutdowns to head home.
So back to the Mill Stanley. Gets it down. Dangerfield out of midair with the right foot kick inside 50. Cameron in front again. Done it all day. Done nicely, Jeremy Cameron.
He's playing on the hibiscus, though.
Yeah, he's got it already. The hibiscus.
That's it. That's it for life. Yeah.
He's got a good rep too, Gibkus.
Has he?
Yes, from the under 18 competition last year. Played Vic Country and
did he?
Yeah.
Was he the kid? Yep. Kingy used some type of acronym that I didn't understand what he was talking about.
Geelong Rick. West Victoria. You're at Greater West Victoria Rebels, which is the old North Ballarat for you and I.
But Greater Western Victorian Rebels.
That's it.
Okay.
That's them. He's missed it this time.
It's not a mouthful.
Jeremy Cameron.
He's been off target today.
Two goals, four. For the number five.
He's generally an absolute dead-eye dick. So short will play on, as most players do these days, and goes with a long, long ball, but Zach Guthrie should be there to mark, and he does. So it was a two-on-one. He kicked a two, wasn't the preferred option. Comes back inboard to the skipper, who wants to move it quickly. Handballs now to Stewart. Stewart off one shoe. Inside forward, 50. Cameron's there. So to the Tiger defence, and they slap it away. Good work there by Short. And the ball goes out for a throw-in 47 metres around from the Cats' goal.
Zach Guthrie definitely standing next to Sam Beconning in the gym too. He's a lot bigger.
Yeah, he's definitely a bit of sort of...
Yeah. He's played pretty well.
More muscle in the old all-night gym.
So the ball back from the ruck contest. Holmes gets it away to Parfitt to Smith on the left foot across 50. Good kick. Close. And just tape it off a little bit, the Tigers, haven't they, Neildy?
They have. Yep. It's been a bit of a... Well, it's not quite an onslaught by the Cats, but if we had stats up inside 50s, Benny's little fingers would be going whack. Have a look at these inside 50s. They've kicked 9 goals, 15, the Cats, to 10-4, the Tigers, for their 5-point lead. But struggling to get it over halfway, Richmond, when they get the footy at the moment.
Close to in a couple of minutes if you can make it from 45 directly in front. Uses all of it on the runway. Not great. Radigalia there and off hands and through for another behind, so
got very close to the player on the mark.
So just off the Twitter,
what is it?
What are we referring to this
the
machine?
SMS?
The SMS
sure.
machine.
SS.
Thoughts on Dalhouse? Hardly heard you call his name after last year's Port final. Sure, we can't go with him. That's Darren from Berwick.
Darren from Berwick. It's a practice game, but he's certainly been outshone by Stengel. He's playing very well in the same role.
The ball for the Tigers has got to half forward with Rewalt. Open 50. He kicks it around the corner and he has put it through for one behind.
Just another one off the SMS machine for you, Neildy. So you don't want to go early like Neildy. But that said, Stengel has got it in spades. Skills, footy smarts.
Oh, yeah.
And that look of time and space, fair dinkum. I agree.
You got to be cautious with, you know, people like Tommy King who want to back him for the Brownlow after 16 games and one practice game. But he certainly don't bite, Tom. You're down there for Lifeline. Here he goes. Here's Tom King for Lifeline.
Mark. Can't wait to get up to that box in 3 minutes' time. The sun's actually got a bit warm.
Smith goes inside 50 for the Cats.
You've got a good tone for the tan, King.
Close at the back of the pack, close to their 10-metre square, the Cats. They've moved it pretty quickly in there. And the kick around the corner, was that
Stengel.
Through for a goal? It was Stengel again.
There he is.
If you don't,
it's unbackable now.
Yeah, he'll be
hello, Mark.
Now.
There he is.
10-16-76, Geelong Richmond, 10-5-65, 27 and a half played this third term. Thanks to Metricon, Geelong's local builder for over 21 years. And as we said, Tyson Stengel, 4 goals, 2-0.
Oh, take the lid off, Jace.
Oh, the lid's off.
Nah, he's playing really well. He's 16 games and 3/6 of a practice game. He's going really well. The pressure that he just keeps the ball alive, and he's lively, Ben, and looks
dangerous.
He's going to be hard to play on, which is great. Particularly in February.
You want to play well, I know, but sometimes the worst thing you can do is when you come to a club and you sort of talked about the preseason, and then you star in the first practice match.
Yes, and then Tom King, K-Rock's chief football writer, goes berserk.
So Stengel's gone berserk and kicked 4, if you don't mind, in 3/4 of foosball.
This is great. Again, good for the local Geelong economy, this stuff, Jase. They'll be out tonight.
Oh, the umpires.
Back here Friday.
Lammy's Tavern.
Mount Dunedin next Saturday. Back here, Nitro Circus. Get around Geelong at the moment.
Nitro Circus?
It is.
Isn't that motorbikes?
Yeah.
Yes, it's all happening here.
Wow, out of the middle. It's happening out of the middle for the Cats too. Dangerfield explodes. Goes long. Not a great kick. It was a nothing kick in the end. He just kicked it to a pack and ball went off hands and through from minor score. Just all.
And here's something you didn't know. K-Rock, proud member of Geelong Chamber of Commerce, Ben. You know
yes, I did know that. I'm all over that. I love anything to do with chambers, especially when it's got commerce involved.
Ball. It's back in. Wonder who's on the board of the chamber. We'll get to that shortly. McIntosh takes the mark. Right half back. He made his vote for him over the summer. We'll get to that as well.
Jace, Cats lead by 12. Metricon third quarter. It's hard to believe. 10-17 to 10-5.
10-17. 27 scoring shots to 15. And it's third
this
turn.
Has been an onslaught.
I need to get back up there to restore some order, don't I?
Well, you can try.
It's gone too far, I think.
You can restore something. I don't know about order.
Boundary throw it.
Something's happened to you that can't be undone, Tom. No restoring there.
Side. Well, you can pay $8,000 and do it, but anyway, ball back out over the boundary line.
You wouldn't want to go twice, would you?
Mirrabool Street side of the ground. Oh. Well, another boundary throw in. Nankervis and Stanley.
15 seconds till half-time, Jace.
Half-time, that's right. That'll be it. Nankervis over the back. Ball gets kicked quickly by Sonzi, who's another good new player for the Tigers this year from the draft last year. Bolton with a kick around the corner. He's done well there on the siren.
Oh, that's a goal. That's incredible.
He has kicked it on the siren. Shea Bolton, great kick around the corner. And that is his.
Metricon third quarter highlights.